Oh, shiver me timbers. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that to happen.
Yeah. I can.
Yep. Hello, everybody. It's episode 43 of the Real Football Podcast. We're here bringing an episode after this pretty tame international break. Depends who you're a fan of.
It's
though.
Always tame.
Depends.
But you know, international football is better than.
No, you're not. I was gonna say back. Tame, unless you're a Canada fan.
Ah, of very course, true. Very of course. True. Still kind of tame. They kind of sold, but anyway. Almost.
We won in it.
Fair.
We won in it. We're heading to Copa America. Well, we're going to get onto that. But first, and most importantly, everybody, my name is Julian. And across from me is the one and only Miles.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
How you doing, Miles?
Doing well.
And yourself? You've been watching games recently? The international ones?
Not really. I've been following. I have not been watching. I'm more on the baseball trend, which is coming up, which I'm looking forward to. But that's another time, another podcast. So.
Blake, what about you?
Yeah,
I watched Canada win.
Blake Talbis, everybody. No, that was big. And then right next to me, as always, is Antoine.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Thank you for asking.
Of course.
I've been doing well. I've watched all of my teams.
So
I'm sorry. I'm moving my mic and Blake's looking at me.
Because like, Drew
it's
has
fine.
Like,
it's fine.
No, he has like a, no, it's not fine.
It's
especially
not
when
fine.
You talk and you do it. Because when you do, and I'm leaving this in. Because when you talk and you do it, it's so hard to edit. And I can't edit it. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Go into the audio file and take that out? No, I can't fucking do that, can I? I love you so much. I do love you. It's just been, wow. Football is why we're here, because it's the Real Football Podcast.
I'm gonna move this a little bit forward.
So last time,
hit the button.
It's the last time. No, it's the last time.
So he can do that, because then when he does that, it's okay. That's fine. There we go. Just make sure if you keep doing it a habit, because it's a habit right now. Keep using it a habit.
I fidget.
If we get on TSN, you can't be fidgeting that much with the mic.
Man, I fidget. Man.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, have the quiet mic, so I can move around as much as I want, and it'll be nice and greased up. Yes.
I mean, if we have like a video element, that's gonna look kind of stupid if you're moving the mic every 2 seconds.
You'll have to reframe and everything.
Yeah, it looks really dumb.
Also, I don't think we'll have the craziest of suites either.
So like, just like make it happen, just be better.
You guys just instantly just shot him down. Fuck you.
Football. What are we talking about?
Funny.
Anyways, boys, thank you for asking how I'm doing.
Back to this.
I got ripped. But anyways, been having fun watching. Multiple countries this break.
No, you haven't.
Julian has watched a total of zero games, but it's okay because neither
Portugal and Canada. That's multiple countries.
Like, respectfully?
By definition, that's multiple countries.
The international break sucks. We do this every time. It sucks. Like, there's no stories that come out. You know what fucking sucks the most? Is the biggest story that came out of the international break was the Vinny Jr. thing, which we'll talk about later. How is that the biggest story? Which is terrible. It shouldn't be a story at all. It's awful. It's terrible. Yeah. But that's the biggest story that came out because
that and the
no
flag,
one can-
and the flag stuff.
The things that come out of football.
It's jersey gossip. It's bullshit.
The things that come out of football during the international break aren't even football directly related. So they're football adjacent. What does that tell you?
It means we're one step closer to Euro 2024, which is good international
football.
That is
good.
League.
That is the one. That is obviously good.
I just don't like when we have these like friendlies and
of
they're
kind of
like
it
pointless
so
games.
So dead. And then I get flamed in the group chat because Miles wants to be a little dick.
Well, bro, win is a win. Loss is a loss.
Yeah, well.
You know what? To be honest, I was looking for a little scruff. I don't like Team Germany either. I just saw that King Kai scored, and I was like, you know what? Let's just bother him.
What national team do you support?
Me?
Yeah.
Get your pad and pen, folks.
At least he admitted it.
England, Canada, Jamaica, Cameroon.
So technically you lost this week, too.
So the U.S.
and you got scored on by a 17-year-old. Let's talk about
that. I don't.
The U.S. and Canada, you're a fan of?
I'm not a fan of the U.S.
You're not a fan of the U.S., but you live in the U.S.
But you're born there, Miles.
So? Fuck.
You're like...
What?
But you're an American.
So?
America.
Yeah, when it comes to American football culture, it cringes me out. So... Also, I don't like the players. I don't like the hype around the players. I think they're overrated. And the team is extremely boring to watch.
Wow.
I think the fans are plastic.
Who's that youngster that Man City just bought? The American one?
Echeverri. No. That's
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. Because that's not my team.
Really? Well, I know you claim so many teams. So
no, I don't know. Miles
never claimed to be a fan of them. I'm just
to be a boxer.
I
feel like Miles, it's like you have to support them. Like you're born there. It's your country.
Like I'm happy.
No, but
I'm
happy when,
if they go on a good Copa America run while you're in the U.S., you tell me you're not going to get a little bit of
like,
that.
Of course, but it's not like the team. I don't follow their team on socials. I don't like follow the results. I never sit down to watch a game of theirs.
But you're telling me if they won a World Cup, you wouldn't be happy.
Of course I would be happy, but I'm
see, that's weird.
No, what I was happy, bro. I was happy when Argentina won, but I'm not an Argentinian fan.
Okay, fair. No, that cleared it up for me. Okay.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, like, I'm happy for teams winning because I can understand
that.
Because
he just likes so many teams.
But
so
it's also, like, it's also the fact that, like, living, like, you can you imagine, even if you don't support the U.S., like, being in the U.S., knowing all these people are going to be celebrating, like, it's a fun.
It'd be sick.
Like, you know. But I get where you guys are coming from, and I hope you understand where I'm coming from.
So with the Euros this summer, you're going to be cheering for England.
Indeed. No other team. Set that record now.
England, Portugal, France, mostly Poland.
Who have made it.
What other team?
Who have made it.
Like, well, you're a little bit French, that's why I say. But, like, mostly Poland you're going for.
Yeah, well, Israel got...
The French thing is, like, I'm not even sure.
No.
It's kind of like a joke, to be honest with you.
116.
Because I'm there for it.
Let me look up the nationality rules, but keep going.
Anyways. Also, Israel got knocked out, so I can't support them either.
When France win, Blake, I'm giving you 1/16 of a kiss.
Sounds good to me.
The reason I say that, transitioning into our first little question of the pod, just to get us rolling here, boys, I want to go around the table, and we're all going to say our top three favorites for the Euros. All right? 3-1.
Christ.
Okay? Miles, I'm going to start with you.
Me.
You're number three, you're number two, you're number one.
Okay.
Who are your favorites
to
win the Euros?
You put me completely on the spot here, but hear me out on this one. Number three, I know you won't like it, Croatia.
Whoa.
No. What? Listen to me.
Leave the room.
Listen to me. Croatia, Blake might understand this. Croatia are like the Tampa Bay Rays. Everyone.
I do know what he's saying now.
Yeah. Everyone does not rate them, and then somehow... It's through the power of teamwork and friendship. They just magically appear to keep going and go. Like, I don't think they'll do it again where they go as far as they usually do, but there's just something.
Why are you putting them as a third favorite?
Because back-to-back World Cup semifinalists.
Come on, dude.
It's not his worst take.
Yeah, thank you. But
the fact that
but there's also, you're saying that over Spain, over Germany, or over Portugal?
No, we're not going Portugal. In second place, I have...
So Poland haven't made it, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a playoff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a playoff. That's what I meant.
Not yet. They still have to play. Yeah, they're playing Wales. In second place, I have England. First place, I have France.
Interesting. Yay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, my top two is the same.
Oh, you're going to put Portugal. Put Portugal because we went
France, England, Germany is mine. Cool.
Yeah.
France, England, Portugal, of course.
So Homer,
but like it's so true.
It's just they're just
so
not
true.
Good. Who's your group?
Better than Germany and Spain.
Who's the group?
We have a pretty easy group,
bro. And they're playing Czechia and Turkey.
Yeah.
Like and the winner of
but everyone. To be fair, everyone is an easy group.
No,
everyone should make it.
Besides
group
Spain
group
and Italy and
Spain, Italy, Croatia.
That's the only bad group.
Yo,
there's one
Germany, Scotland. Yeah.
Germany, Scotland.
Yo, France, Netherlands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Netherlands have been good, haven't
no,
they?
No. We smoked them in the qualifiers. We played them in qualifiers. So.
Netherlands are... Remember the days where, like...
Netherlands are so fraud.
You know what's crazy? Like, I feel like our mindset on national teams are so shifted now.
Oh,
like,
totally.
Spain, Netherlands...
Germany.
Belgium. Germany. It used to be powerhouses.
They used to
now
be powerhouses.
Like France.
England.
What
do you mean now it's France? France was always
France
good.
France was always
respectfully.
Totally.
But, like...
Sure, they didn't win tournaments, but they were always solid.
Sure, they didn't do anything, but... I know. I'm just saying, like... I'm just saying now the powerhouse is like made like undisputedly are France. It's kind of it. And Argentina.
Argentina, like, not in the same sense.
I think Argentina's are frauds.
Yo, shut up. No.
Antoine.
Yo,
Antoine.
You
can't
say that.
The amount
of like, actually,
shut
up.
You can't say that.
Your team lost to them, brother.
Your team got spanked.
We didn't get spanked.
You got spanked.
We did not get spanked.
You lost.
We got spanked in the first half.
You lost.
We spanked them in the second half and an extra time.
You lost the World Cup final. You got spanked.
In pens.
You got spanked in pens.
We did not get spanked.
You got spanked in pens.
You got spanked by us.
What? What'd he say?
You got spanked by us.
Oh, Poland?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Shiver me timbers. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that to happen. Yeah. I can...
Hug it.
I can admit, though, I feel like Canada is like the most I've felt connected to a national team. Like, more than Poland. Because Poland broke my heart in the 2018 Euros.
Yeah. 2018 World Cup? Or 2016 Euros?
Sorry, 2018 World Cup.
Mm. Is the Copa America the same time as the Euros?
Yes. Europe.
Who do you got? Do you have Argentina winning the Copa America?
I mean, yeah. They're the best team in South Africa. So.
Oh. Or South America. I thought they were overrated. South Africa's crazy.
Well, I mean, you can't really rate them against Peru and Chile, can you?
I thought he was going to say Canada.
Canada, too.
Yeah. Yo, is there a third place thing in the Copa?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yo, Canada could do it. Like they
struggle against Trinidad and Tobago.
They did, but okay. Also,
and they sold too. I saw the highlights.
Hold on. Also, their
first half.
One of their most vital midfielders was injured, was not playing. One of their best fullbacks injured, not playing. I'm really happy that Maxime Crepo. Honestly, this is controversial. If Maxime Crepo was in the net instead of Borjan, I think that one of those goals where Borjan kicks it out to the who was it? The Belgian player, I guess it was, or whoever it was. Whatever team they were playing. Maybe it was Croatia.
It was Morocco.
Yeah, it was Morocco.
Like, Borjan, I don't think he should have been playing. I know he did great through the qualifying, but I don't think he should have been playing in the World Cup. But
well, I mean, it's kind of moving on to Canada, you know? Like,
yeah.
I didn't get my prediction. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't like that. France, England. I don't know. I'll say, now that I think about it, I'll say Germany.
Okay.
They're at home. Like, also, I liked what I saw against France, but that's just a friendly. Anyway.
So, Canada, boys. June 20th, Argentina versus Canada.
Oh, God.
How many goals do we get spanked by? What do we think?
I go 4.
1-0.
I think 1-0 Canada, eh?
I mean,
that'd be crazy. Wait, are we their first group stage match? If we're their first group stage match?
First game of the Copa America.
Really?
Yeah.
We set a chance here against Argentina. First game of the tournament.
They are historically not bad. Great.
If they can lose to Saudi Arabia, they can lose to us.
Yeah. We're going to be so hungry too.
Oh, so hungry.
And I think not that we match up well against a team like Argentina, but Argentina isn't known for super, super quick players. And that's the one thing about our back line is that it's not super fast. So I don't hate the matchup of trying to, you know, just shell up and we can play a decently high line just because, like, I'm not scared of Lautaro Martinez running in behind. I'm not scared of of whoever, I don't know who else, but I'm not super scared.
I'm down to watch that game together, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Was it June 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be good because, like, I won't go in with expectations, so I won't be, like, heartbroken if we lose.
But, like, I'm really, really hoping we can get a third place.
In the whole tournament?
In the whole tournament?
No. In the group. And then
can we get through that way?
I just asked you. You said yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Oh, I thought you meant...
Is there a third place game?
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is there a third place game? Is there a third place game?
I said there's a third...
So is there a third place game?
Is it the third place thing with the Euros? Is it the same thing or no?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it is. Anyway, I'm just really hoping we can make it to our first knockout stages. That would be insane.
It might be. I think it should be. There's only four groups. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
Let me find out. Let me find out.
12.
Someone else fill the air.
Six teams on two sides.
Mm-hmm.
But then that makes a bye. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. But then it goes straight to semis, no?
Does it go straight to semis? That's
weird. We actually, bro, you know what's bull, though? Why do we have Chile? Like, everyone's disregarding Chile, bro. They won.
I know.
They won the Copa America more times than Argentina has.
Chile's good.
Like, all the teams in our group we've never played before. Like, we don't have, like, a measurement. Like, if we got, like, a Panama or something, then we know, like, a little bit. Like, okay, we've played them before. I know, but...
Why would there be another CONCACAF team in them? That doesn't make sense.
You want to know probably, I think, the most overrated team in Copa America?
Sorry, Drew. I'm just saying, like, it is...
You know I mean? Like Group C, there's USA and Panama. Like there could be multiple CONCACAF teams.
Oh, can
there? Yeah.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Okay.
My bad.
Miles?
As you say, Mexico, I think, are really overrated.
Yeah, well.
They always are.
That has been known since a little bit of time now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely Argentina's tournament to lose.
I'm excited. Like,
hey, don't write off Brazil. Like, I feel like we're just completely ignoring them.
That is true. That's true.
Brazil.
Brazil is just in like a weird.
Honestly, this is. I think they're the strong favorites going into this.
Really?
Yeah.
Strong favorites?
I think they're the strong favorites.
Hendrick's here.
I mean, they only play. Okay, yeah.
I think they're the strong.
What a player, eh?
Did you guys see Hendrick? So did you guys hear about this? Hendrick wrote a letter to his younger brother. Did you guys see this?
This could have been TikTok.
It could have. It may still be. Hendrick basically wrote a letter to his brother, who's like 4 or 5. I don't know. We should have to remember, like, Hendrick is young, bro. He wrote to his younger brother, basically, it was like the sweetest thing, basically saying, like, oh, we used to struggle, and now I'm moving to Spain and, you know, playing football professionally, and now you can do whatever you want in your life. And it was like, it was this, like, such a heartwarming, amazing thing. I'm bringing that up.
Such a good TikTok.
Love that.
That's such a good TikTok.
Yeah.
Did you milk a couple words in there?
Oh, yeah. Anyways, big up Hendrick. We're going to get onto him because, I don't know, you just called him overrated, but that's crazy.
Oh, I mean, he didn't do anything against England.
He scored.
Scored a tap-in. Well, a lucky rebound. Did you see the other? No, deadass.
Nobody else scored on the pitch, so okay. He's doing something.
Well, exactly.
I mean, respectfully, I would score that. And I think all of us would, even you, Miles.
I don't know about that. That was a hard tapping because it came
on.
It's
not a hard tapping.
It ricocheted.
He's running onto the ball.
It ricocheted.
Did you see the rest of the game? This guy was attempting back heels and they weren't doing anything.
Because he's fucking Jogo Bonita, brother.
Exactly.
Bonita, you need to be Bonita.
Also, he's got He's got the shirt tucked in, which is cold. Only him and Kieran Tierney.
Did you say only him and Kieran Tierney? You just put them on.
They would look so good together. You know what? Fuck it. Hendrick, bring him to Real Sociedad. Let's make it happen.
A little loan? It's not impossible.
What does Real Sociedad have to do with anything?
It's where Kieran Tierney plays right now.
Oh, Tierney. I thought he's a trippy.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, Hendrick is overrated. And England sucks. How about that?
Okay. I mean.
Yeah.
They fielded it like not a great.
No, seriously, though. Like, I don't know how you can rate like a player so highly when you. Like, everyone's rating Hendrick as, like, the best youngster.
It's because
in the world.
His media attention
let's
is
be
so
honest.
Good.
He signed for Real Madrid. Okay, sure. No one, like, Manchester City signing youngsters, those youngsters aren't getting as much recognition. How are we putting Hendrick as, like, the second, I saw this ranking, second best youngster when we've literally seen no game footage apart from the Brazilian league, which respectfully is shit. Like.
But he's 16.
Oh.
He's 16.
He's actually 17.
He was 16 doing it in the Brazilian league.
Like,
that's insane.
It is insane. I'm not taking away from anything.
Also,
but to be ranked second best youngster under 18 or under 19, I think that was the ranking.
I thought it was like 21.
It was 21, even worse. Like, you cannot do that. He's proven nothing.
He's proven a lot already.
He's proven way less than other youngsters in the world.
What other 17-year-old has done what Hendrick has done?
Okay, I can name you three at least. Gavi, at 17, did more than Hendrick. Matisse Tell from Bayern did more than Hendrick. Zaire Emery, more than Hendrick.
Although, on all of them, all respect to them, part of European academies and brought into those teams. The only reason that Hendrick has not been playing for Madrid already for a year is because of travel restrictions, and he's actually not allowed to travel to Spain until he's 18.
But that's my point. Regardless of all that, I don't know how you can rank him second best youngster. Because we've seen nothing. It's based off of pure hype, based off of name. Real Madrid is literally single-handedly carrying his name right now and carrying the hype.
It's a good marketing
campaign. If he flops, it's going to be one of the most generational flops, bigger than Alexandre Pato, bro. Like, it's going to be bad. I'm not saying he will because he has the potential, but to rank him that high is kind of crazy to me.
There's literally no indicator that he will flop. Like, sometimes with, like, your Patos or your big flops or, like, whoever, like, there will be signs there, like, in the intangibles, in the mindset, in the attitude, in that. There will always be, like, there will be something. He doesn't pass as much or he's low on confidence or he gets hurt easily. But there's just none of that with Hendrick.
Because we've seen none of it. Because we've seen nothing.
But these are not my words. These are the words of, like, Real Madrid scouts who greenlit a £60 million signing to sign him as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I mean.
So he's got to be good.
He has to be good. And if he's not good, I'm going to be very disappointed.
I'll be disappointed,
too. I want
him to be
good. I want
he's
him to
got
be good.
That, you know what he looks like with the shirt tucked in? He's got that Rodri build. He looks so big and scrawny. Like, he looks so like, like, you would never guess he plays, like, up front. Yeah. I just that was on my mind. He looks like a well-built man.
And some of, like, the pictures, so cold to him already.
Oh, my God, so cold. I think that's what the whole idea was.
Let me show you the ones. I think I've seen them.
That's the thing with the marketing is, like, he looks really, like, he's a good, what's it called?
Like, dude, some of the pictures that are being taken of him are, like, it looks like Second Coming of Jesus. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's the Second Coming of Pele, bro. Like, all the photos look like they're shot in, like, the 50s.
Same thing in Brazil.
Yeah.
Endrick, cold photos. Guys, keep talking while I pull this up.
So, only two teams go through in each group. No third place for Copa America.
Okay, so does Canada stand a chance?
No.
Sure, why not?
Against Chile? So, we need to beat Peru.
You have to win one game.
And we need to draw.
Antoine, that's generational hate right there.
No,
dude.
He actually does. In that picture?
Dude, that's generational hate.
This is a cold photo right
that's
here.
That's a cold photo.
Bro,
this is a cold
photographer
photo. Yeah, it's a very cold photo. And then there's another one.
But see, this is what's annoying. Like, Chile's won in 2015 and 2016, actually, which it was back to back. Why was it back to back? I guess it was
because of the century of Copa America.
Right,
they did a special tournament.
How do you know that?
They won back to back. They beat Argentina twice. And I know 6 years ago is or shit, 8 years ago now, a lot different.
You guys remember when they beat Mexico 7-0?
That was dumb.
Or 7-1.
I was done talking.
Continue.
No, I actually was done talking. I was just trying to be
okay.
Big.
You were done talking. You guys remember?
No. Nope.
You just said you were done talking.
I don't remember.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
What were you saying, Miles?
Like there was like this broken record of Chile beating Mexico 7-1 like a few years ago.
Nope.
Very famous game happened. Really? It was interesting.
Maybe he does watch football.
Yeah.
Not Kimmich, though.
No, not Kimmich.
Sorry, that was a stray. I'm sorry, Miles.
Oh, I was done talking. Come on, let's keep going.
Okay, so that's venturing a little bit into the England-Brazil game. Any other, like...
Like, who cares? Everyone's blowing out of proportion. They didn't even have any of their players. But Declan Rice is captaining the team tomorrow. W.
Against Belgium. It's a big game.
I'm gonna tell you boys this, okay? I had a revelation the other day.
Oh.
Because I started thinking about
readjust.
This is gonna make me mad. No.
This isn't gonna make you mad. This is gonna make you think. So we're almost at the end of this season. Plus, after that, we have the Euros. Who the hell is gonna win Ballon d'Or? Is what I've been.
I think it's between Jude and Mbappe. Because. One.
Hold on. Season award now, right? Not
it's
calendar
season.
Year. Season.
It's season.
Yeah,
it's
season.
This season plus
the Euros.
Plus it'll be the Euros.
Yeah, so that's
right.
What I'm
so like not calendar year.
Yeah, no.
So let's get that confused.
So that's what I'm saying. Like on paper, PSG should go further than Real Madrid in the Champions League. By their standards, they should reach the finals. That would immensely boost his chances. And then Jude
if he wins the Euros and plays really well,
that's what I'm saying. I feel like the Euros is going to be the one. It's going to be the tournament that decides
it. It's always whoever wins the big trophy. So speculating is like,
but this was like the not the worry, but like the thought I was having. What if City wins the big two titles again? What if they win the Prem again and they go back to back in the Champions League? What if then England win the Euros? It'll probably be
Phil Foden.
Phil fucking Foden, dude.
No, it
yeah, because
be.
Phil Foden's
no,
playing.
It wouldn't. Be.
Phil Foden,
no,
like
Phil Foden,
he's been Manchester
aside,
City's best player this season.
He needs to do something at the Euros. He
yeah.
doesn't do anything at the Euros
because he has been playing. He's been pretty poor for England over his.
He's
career.
Not going
to
get.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to. He has to do something at the Euros. If he doesn't do anything, he won't.
You
win.
Think he's going
to
start at the Euros? He plays at what, left wing?
But like I thought
what
of that, I was
what
like,
"What a revelation!"
Phil
Holy.
Fucking Foden to win the Ballon d'Or.
Oh my God.
Like that's actually possible. That's
Yo,
possible.
Declan Rice win the Ballon d'Or.
Hey, I mean Arsenal win.
No,
when,
dude, they won't no, give it. They
wait,
won't give it to a
got
CDM.
Another revelation.
They won't
no,
give it.
Declan Rice.
They won't. No. No, they won't give it to a CDM, bro. They
no,
they give it to Saka.
They were this close
to
giving
it.
They were this close to giving
it
to Jorginho, bruh. Like, come on.
They would give it to Saka.
They give it to
before they give it to Declan Rice.
I don't know.
You think they'd give it to Saka?
Nah.
Yeah, they'd give it to Saka.
It would be Saka before Declan Rice.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Wait, yeah, but he's been more crucial. Like, Dec is... I kind of want the season to stay where it is right now.
What do you mean? You want to lose the league? Or are you top of the league right now?
You need to top of the league.
Do you watch footy? You're good.
No, but I just have this feeling deep down. I just know that City are going to catch up.
But do you want to know...
So I agree with you.
Do you want to know last year... Do you want to remember, rather... What I said last year, the whole time, I said we're gonna lose it. I never said
this year. What do you say?
Because that was so easy to.
This year, I feel different.
You feel more confident.
This year, I feel like
I do feel more confident. You guys,
yeah. I still think we're not. I can't even say we're not gonna win it. I'm still like this year. I feel more confident than we're gonna win it than last year.
You know, I kind of want Arsenal to win it the most. I'm really scared Liverpool's gonna win.
Low key,
for me, the order as to who I want to win. I'm sorry, City isn't third. It's Arsenal, City, and then Liverpool. I really don't
want
to. Probably
be insufferable if you want.
Yeah, he would be so fucking annoying.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, like...
But I also don't want to see City win.
Yeah, but like we've seen City win so much that like I wouldn't mind just seeing them win again, you know?
But did I not tell you guys that all last season I said we weren't going to win it?
Yeah.
And I held true, and Mr. Miles...
But did you actually believe that you weren't going to win it?
Yes.
Or were you saying it to say that you were saying it?
But I genuinely believe. I believe more this year, 100%, that we're going to win it.
No, I second you on that.
And I know I'm saying this later, because the whole thing was in December last year, December, January. But still, wholeheartedly believe we're going to win it.
Is this...
No, that we have a better chance of winning it than last year.
Is this the period of time last year that you guys started choking it, or was it a little bit later?
I think it was a little bit.
You
earlier.
Had like a little like patch.
Yeah.
You like you lost to Sean Dyche's Everton. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then like you looked bad a little bit. You went out to Sporting around the same time.
Yeah.
So then a little bit weird. They're like, okay, Arsenal's gonna choke.
Yeah.
Well, and then you went on another win streak.
Actually, this is exactly.
But then near the end,
this is exactly where City won their last 10 games. Without fault. We're 28 games played. And last season when we were at 28 games played, City won every single game until 38.
Like,
fuck.
This game against City coming up on the weekend isn't a title decider, but it kind of
is. Yeah.
Like, if we get a draw...
It's massive.
We get a draw, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize, we kind of did our job, at least. We won the home leg.
Yeah.
Splitting... 50-50 with City.
You take that any day.
You take that any day, right? So we kind of did our job for the most part. If we can somehow take 4 points from them, crazy. Then we're really starting to think. But we still have a ton of tough fixtures. Like,
yeah, no, yeah.
United, mm-hmm. Tottenham. Like, I'm telling you, United's a bogey team. Like, I'm scared
Both
to play
those teams
guys.
Are like, they're not as good, but they're really going to want to beat you.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
really going to want to beat you.
So it's not easy going, but 10 games left. We've won 5 in a row. I think a little bit more. We might have won 6, but...
You've been really good since the winter break.
Yeah, since our blip.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially on set pieces, you guys have just been like...
See, actually, our corners have been... before, yes, but the last couple of games, our corners have been lacking. We've had a lot of possession. Like, our corner tactics against Porto were very, very lackluster. Not great. Just, like, no creativity. A lot of fouls. You know, I hate the fouls of the corners.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know it's a lot of flopping, but holy shit. So fucking annoying. Anyway.
Anyways.
What was next? Do we have anything else? We have one more thing, guys. I thought there was one more big thing we were supposed to talk about.
There's also...
Besides Vinny.
Other club friendlies. France versus Germany. We have to talk about as well.
Realistically, do you want to talk about it? I don't.
I mean...
Like, I just... It's just so boring.
I'm with you on that. It's just... It's dead.
It's dead.
It's friendlies. It's
so dead.
I would care if it was like Nations League. I'd probably care a little bit more.
Even that.
No, I would care. I would probably care. Because it's like it's for a trophy. But it's friendly.
Like, even that.
The game means nothing. Sure, the Germans played well. Sure, France played like absolute dog shit. But at the end of the day, it doesn't count towards
Brissamba,
anything.
Brissamba, man. Like.
Literally, we had Brissamba, third choice keeper in there. So I don't really care.
Yeah.
8 seconds is crazy though. I'll say that.
Good goal though.
That man, Florian Wirtz.
Yeah.
Wow. Bring him home.
Wow.
He's not, or I don't know why I said home.
What?
I think he's a United player, I think.
Oh.
He'd look good in red. Kind of already.
I probably wouldn't want that. I don't know.
Yes, you would.
What? Oh, my
you
God.
You would love that.
Yeah,
see?
No, this, no.
He'd take time away from Bruno, so.
No, he'd probably put him on the wing. That's the thing. Like, we'd misuse him. We would misuse
Just sell
him.
Bruno. I'd rather Bruno over Vert. I'd rather Vert over Bruno, rather.
Get out of here. Okay, I'm not saying he's better, but to sell Bruno
right now, if you
but to sell Bruno for Verts would not be a sure, it could pay off, but it's super risky. And the last thing we should be doing is risky
stuff.
I'm
just doing hypothetical, like you tell.
I want Elise.
Go ahead.
Hey, no, Elise is solid.
Miguel, go ahead.
Only thing with Miguel.
You want Miguel? Go
only
ahead.
Only thing with Miguel is that he's very injury prone.
My guy, Miguel, go ahead.
That's true.
He'll score.
Also, him or Hurts.
Goal free kick against
also,
you.
Where the fuck is Mason Mount?
Speaking of injury, God.
He made a return, no?
Did he?
He has returned. Yes, he played against Liverpool.
This is like Lingard all over again.
Dude, like it's fucking ridiculous, man.
Who would have thought?
Like I
who
no,
thought that Kai Havertz was the better signing out of those two?
Yeah.
W. Mikel.
But w it was just Mikel. It was just
has
never
Mikel made a bad signing.
Actually, I would have thought that. I thought Mason was going to be a flop.
Yeah, from all like nobody thought that Mason Mount was going to
everyone thought he was going to be better than Kai. What?
Okay, but like yes, nobody thought Kai was going to do well, but also nobody thought Mason Mount would do well.
Did you think Kai was going to do well?
No.
Really?
65 for Kai?
I feel like everyone just ignored how good he was at Leverkusen and his potential. And he's still super
that was like
young.
3 years ago.
Yeah, but he also has Champions League experience, scored in the Champions League final. That's no small
achievement.
I know,
he's cooking now. He's cooking now.
Yeah. So that, I feel like everyone just completely overlooked that and just looked at his current form.
Oh, I was going to say, I always bring it back to United. I can't. I won't do it.
No, bring it back. Bring it back. Because we're talking about Mason Mount. Where did he go?
Well, I was going to say, like, I think Kai is like up to, like, I want Kyle, like, I think Kai is a better player than like a lot of like people in that same position now. When I look at it, I think he's a lot better and a lot more technically sound than a lot of these players in that position. Like,
I like
whether it's Højlund, like whether it's like Olise, whether it's any 9, 8, 10, whatever.
I actually love that position. He's like that center forward, like Bergkamp-esque position.
Yeah.
It's sick. And he plays it very, very well.
That's what I think it's such a niche position, which is why I kind of stuttered there. I was trying to think like a direct comparison. He doesn't really have
the
one.
Firmino position.
Firmino, like Jota, like the Liverpool kind of position. But again, it's different. It feels more, he's less direct.
It feels more modern.
I feel like that's a really good way to put it. And it's just nice to see that that role is really accustomed to him now and he's taken it. And we'll see how it does with you know, Gabriel Jesus coming back. It's still not perfect, but...
Plus his confidence, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that man is just, like... He looks like a completely different player than he did six months ago. Mm-hmm. And it was a confidence thing. Every time he got on the ball, every time he tried to pass, I feel like every single time I saw him play, it was mistake after mistake after mistake. But now, those passes are coming off. Those dribbles are cleaner. Those touches are closer. And he looks a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy for you. How long until he starts saying that he's better than Bruno?
Oh.
Could be already.
Oh,
yeah, I was
going
to say, I was going to be like, hey, based off your form right now?
No, I'm kidding. Come on.
Hey, if Arsenal reach semifinals of the Champions League, I don't think we'll hear the
That's end. By the way, that's enough for me.
Yeah?
That's Champions League wise.
That's enough like, oh, really?
You said trophy or bust this year.
If you're eliminated in the semifinals, you're fine with it?
You did say trophy or bust.
I said trophy or... But I did put an asterisk.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
man.
No. I'm gonna.
Did you?
I said if we go semifinals, we go second. That's not a terrible season, but it's still not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
I did say that.
But like next season,
I did say something
season,
like that.
It's like you win a trophy or Mikel Arteta out.
No.
At what point do you?
No, Papa.
What?
I'm kidding.
No, it's never
next season. Out. Next season, though, which sucks. It's you win a trophy, or it's really disappointing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We had the debate when you weren't here 1 week. Were you ever Arteta out?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
Miles claims he wasn't.
It's reaction.
Right?
Miles claims he wasn't. Do you think that's true?
Don't. Come on. when we were like 10th, whatever. Like, it was
flirting with relegation, brother?
It was tough. But
I was never
like, I need him out now. I definitely might have said something, but never my heart was like.
Because Blake is very reactionary. Like,
very reactionary.
Like, yeah, Havertz, so I know.
When Havertz was having his bad stint, like he was like, this guy sucks, he shouldn't start. So I wouldn't be surprised if Blake was actually like,
I never thought he was like the genuine problem. I just thought maybe it's just not working. Mm. But you need to give these guys time. You do. And that's why we're giving your boy Ten Hag time. You know.
Time's ticking.
time is ticking.
Bro, there's a story that... If Ten Hag got the sack, United want to bring in Southgate.
I did see that.
I will have a meltdown if that happens.
Yeah, the head ass was
crazy
on that. Oh
my God. Can you fucking imagine?
Gareth Southgate.
Gareth fucking Southgate at United.
Southgate.
No style of play with Ten Hag. No style of play. Get him out. Let's bring in Southgate.
Yeah, you want to talk
this
about
window
about
is
stuff,
huge for Ten Hag though. Like he needs to do something good.
This window?
Yeah.
Too.
No. Because you need to sign players who aren't injury prone.
But it's not huge for Ten Hag. That's huge for everyone above him. Yeah, we have a new director of football coming in. We have a new CEO. It's huge for them.
Yeah. Does he not have? Does he not have a big say in who he signed? Yes.
Not even.
Oh my goodness.
Or no, sorry, 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 sorry. He does have a big say on who we sign.
He has a final say, but
he has a final say. But in terms of like budget, like he probably wants, like he wanted Frankie DeJong last summer, but because of budget, he got Mason Mount. That's the kind of power that I'm saying.
But still, like he needs to, within the resources he has to do well. This is huge for him. He has to do well. You can't have another like Anthony or even someone like Amrabat. You can't have that. You need to have two really, really solid signings to solidify not only the team, but the fans and everyone. Because then when the vibe gets better around the team, then the performances usually start to come around as well.
I just don't know who that man is.
I don't know either, but we have a whole summer to figure it out. And you have a whole Euros to get hyped over it too.
Like Olise, that is true.
Yeah.
Like Olise, if we bring in, I don't know if he's the type of player that will hit the ground running. That's the thing.
He fucking better.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
That's a player you need to hit the ground running.
The amount of players that you've brought in that haven't hit the ground running,
you need one,
is concerning. So at this point, you need one. I feel like Olise is that type of player.
But we're going to be the same boat.
I don't know.
He's like that player that lives off of the hype. Like once he's like being hyped up.
Brother, I feel you. I feel those same things. But Jane Sancho exists. Romelu Lukaku exists. Paul Pogba exists.
But we're going to be in the same boat too, though. Because
even Anthony existed. We were like, that man's going to hit the big ground running.
Yeah, but Arsenal needs to sign a striker, so we're going to be in the same boat. Like, we need him to get the ground running too. Like,
if you sign Ivan Toney, that's like an experienced prem.
We're not signing Toney. That's not.
If you did, are you upset?
He does seem like an asshole. I'm not upset, but it's gotten less attractive to me over the weeks.
Bell could be in a Batman character.
This Gyökeres is... again, but Victor. See,
I was about to fucking make a TikTok about him.
If he comes in, though, he can't be a Hoyland. He can't go 10 games not scoring.
He'd probably have to be, though. That's the
issue. But then don't sign him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But again, like, who on the market could you trust to bring in and hit the ground running?
Great. Exactly. Probably no one.
Exactly.
But if he doesn't come in and score, I'm going to be mad. I'm not going to say I'm not going to give him time, but he needs to score. Like, we're also in different time zones of our rebuild.
Yeah.
But still, if he doesn't come in score, like next year, we want title and Champions League once again.
Yeah.
It's rinse and repeat, which is amazing. And I love that we're back here.
Like Declan Rice is not like for the price tag, you need that kind of player, but the kind of profile where you got like experience and you know full well that he is able and willing and like will not need any time to adjust. He's going to come in and instantly make you better.
We get a striker next season, and I don't see one position of weakness in that team. One position where I'm like, you know what? We should go and sign someone.
Left back.
Jurrien Timber.
True.
We have to see how he does.
Yeah.
And I would agree left back, but we'd have to see how he does.
True.
But there's not like one glaring position, barring that I'm like, maybe. But yeah.
That's true. Yeah, no, you need your striker. You need a striker badly. Anyways, I think we've reached the deep end of this podcast. Miles, Ivan Toney, bring him in. Would you be okay with that?
No.
I said the opinions have changed a lot.
Yeah.
Because of his attitude, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Gyökeres, are we happy with that?
Who?
Sporting guy.
Lisbon guy.
Yeah.
I was saying.
You ever seen that? Yeah.
Yeah. But I was saying he can't be like Hoyland. He has to come in. And
perform.
And perform,
oh,
right?
Yeah. No, we're not taking none of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking,
which, again...
We bought him for potential. Yeah, no shit, we bought him for potential. But potential doesn't mean goals next year. It means goals right
Especially with,
now.
Like, our rebuild. And
yeah,
we are not...
I have to say this. We are too good to bring in a striker that's, like, going to be good next
like,
year.
Like, even Nunez. Like, I want a little bit better than what Nunez offers. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should probably touch on... One last thing before we go is the Vinny thing I touched on earlier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just terrible. I mean, you can outline it, but...
It's kind of... So, obviously, with players on international duty, there's not as much, like, strictness with PR people there about, like, what they can say. So, he was asked on Brazilian duty about, like, racism and, like, how he feels, you know, being, like, this pioneer of, like, change and, like, pushing all this stuff. And my biggest takeaway from this is, like, I'm kind of surprised that this kind of moment hasn't happened in Spain. Like, a Spanish reporter hasn't asked him this kind of provoking question.
It's almost like the way I see it is that he doesn't want to cry in Spain to the Spanish media because he feels like it's going to weaken him.
That, like, gives into the narrative kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's valid. I'm just going to pull up his quote here because he broke down crying.
Well, yeah, I remember one of the quotes he said was like, they want me to leave Spain, but I'm not, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, they want me to leave Spain, but I'm not going to do that because that's what they want.
And that's good that he clarified that because, you know, if he didn't specify that, you would have had Fabrizio Mano on the case going like, let's downplay what he said. Vinicius Jr. interest from Manchester United.
Yeah, I know.
He said he wants to leave Spain. But anyways.
It does suck though, because he's like, he's a wonderful player. Wonderful, wonderful player. He's one of those players that did, one of those Brazilians that did go to Real Madrid and has lived up to what he should be. Maybe you still want a little bit more from him, but he's like, he's amazing.
His growth as a player has been astonishing.
Yeah.
And when he first joined Real Madrid, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't all that. I remember there's a leaked footage of Benzema telling Ferland Mendy that he was playing.
Not to pass to Vinicius.
Not to pass to Vinicius because he's playing against them.
And now he's like, he's just now, amazing.
Oh my God, his growth is insane.
He's come through a lot. Yeah.
If he can, because he wasn't there when they won the Champions League, right?
No, he was. He scored.
He scored the winning goal for them in the 2020
Champions League. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's there.
Yeah. He came in 2019, took him a few years to get off the ground. And then once he did, especially in that 2021-22 season,
Crazy.
Been on it. A fantastic player. Some more quotes here from him. He said, I've been here for a long time watching this, and I feel more and more sad. I have less and less will to play. With each complaint made, I feel worse, but I have to appear here and show my face.
Yikes.
Also, most importantly, he said, I have asked for help from UEFA, FIFA, CONMEBOL, CBF. They can fight against that. The problem that exists in Spain is that racism is not a crime. So, really, Miles, I'm looking over to you here because we've covered this firsthand for one of our classes, is that the real thing is like the presentation you have at the top. You can have all the desire in the world from an athlete like Vinicius, but the sad reality is if you don't have that same energy at the top of these football pyramids, you're not going to get the real change that'll trickle down. Yeah. So,
I mean, you said exactly what I wanted to say, that it's funny I say it. You talk about Man United like this, where it's something from top to bottom, where it's plagued from the top to the bottom, right? Wherever, you know, it's like the fans, they're at the bottom, right? And then you obviously have the owners, and then you have the main guys of the league. And then when the main guys of the league are not backing him up, then, you know, things aren't going to get better, really.
Glazers, racism.
Always comes back to United.
Very bad. Yeah. Very bad.
Yeah, but hopefully something can come out of it. But Spain is clearly has an intrinsic issue in the way that FIFA and the powers that be want to deal with it is not going.
Well, I'm reading here in the article, according to ESPN. It says Vinicius has been leading voice in the fight against racism. Last year, the Vinicius Jr. Law was passed in Brazil to combat racism at sporting events. What does that actually entail?
But in Brazil, though, again, this...
But again, that is in Brazil. The big problem here is in Spain.
Yeah, exactly. There's still racism in Brazil, but like, especially Brazilian football fans, they're not gonna,
right?
Unless they're fucking insane, like that. Vinny's their boy. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're white supremacists, which like Brazil has a lot of color, so there's still racism everywhere you go. But
yeah. Well, big up Vinicius Jr. and
absolutely
big up in that fight. Just as much on as he is amazing on the pitch, he's just as fantastic off of it.
Absolutely,
yeah. He's a great person off the pitch.
Yeah. And off that somber but positive note, everybody, we are now done the international break.
Thank God.
Round of applause for us. That is over. This weekend, we're coming back to Premier League football, our normal recaps.
Oh, we got Arsenal City, don't we?
We do.
You do have Arsenal City.
Closer to Miles wearing that Tottenham kit.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. FPL is back with like a new challenge I dropped today. Did y'all see that?
Nope.
Well, of course, Miles didn't see it.
In the first description.
The first description is
first person I thought of right here.
For less experienced managers.
For the more casual managers.
You're just so mean.
That was the wording.
I still somehow won't play it. So.
No, I don't know if I'll play it either, to be honest with you. Like, it's just like a 1 week challenge where like you set your team and then it resets every week.
Every week.
Oh.
So the stipulations are different. So this week you have unlimited budget. Next week is like
strikers get like triple get points.
Oh, that's kind of fun though.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Anyways, it's in beta right now, so it's not gonna launch till next season. Yeah. But like, hey. It'll be fun for us. A little double or nothing, Miles, if you want to like focus up on this challenge. And
you have to buy us all a kid. Oh, I still want to hold him to that.
Yeah, either the Tottenham one or the buy.
Can I do that too?
Do what?
I told you guys if you guys come to California. I said if you come to California, you get to pick.
If I lose, like, I'll just buy the kids.
I said if you come to California, you get to pick a kid out of my closet.
How about this?
Most of them have been untouched as well.
If I lose, I'll buy all four of us. Mr. Kids and
oh my god, like a box?
Yeah,
I fuck with that.
If I lose,
Miles, I'll do the same.
Oh my god,
hey, some Nando's first,
brother. We're not doing this. I bought you all Nando's last time.
Okay, I'm not here.
Whoa, what?
Okay, we need to go to Nando's though.
You bought us cups, brother.
I brought you guys cups for drinks. That was a lot of money.
All right, and this
that was $15, brother.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
I basically said that because, yeah, whatever. Anyway, we will be going to Nando's, trying that new Sakka chili sauce.
I actually really do miss Nando's. Can we actually go soon?
Yes.
Brought to you by Miles.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's nothing. Like,
whatever.
Don't worry about it, bro.
Obviously, it's nothing. Yeah, it's yeah.
Split. Yeah, exactly. Please. No, like, I'm okay with it. Anywho. Anyways, boys. International break is over. A couple of returns. FPL is returning, and we are excited for it.
Yes.
Boys, I hope you have an amazing week watching footy, and I hope the audience listening has an amazing week watching footy as well. And with that being said, this has been the Real Football Podcast, and
we out.
See ya.